How apt that a new book on George Balanchine has appeared in time for the fall season of the New York City Ballet, because the schedule includes a revival of Balanchine's groundbreaking Nutcracker. Balanchine co-founded the New York City Ballet and for over 35 years was its head and soul. Though born in Georgia in the Soviet Union and world famous, he was ours. He became an American citizen in 1939, and when he died in 1983, was buried in Sag Harbor, Long Island. It was the theatrical impresario Sergei Diaghilev who advised 20-year-old Georgi Balanchivadze to change his name to Balanchine, but it was primarily Russian history and all of its revolutionary turmoil in the early years of the 20th century that prompted a supremely talented young dancer, pianist, and composer to become a choreographer. The story's well known, but Elizabeth Kendall, in a biography subtitled Revolution and the Making of a Choreographer, tells it anew while also focusing on Balanchine's childhood and early academic training in St. Petersburg. It's her title, however, Balanchine's Lost Muse, that intrigues. Kendall implies that a fellow student at the Imperial Theater School, a friend his own age, was his artistic inspiration, a muse who may have influenced his ballerina-centered work in years to come. Heavily researched, the book will especially attract ballet lovers, but even they may have trouble with Kendall's thesis that the dazzling dance pioneer Lidochka Ivanova was Balanchine's muse. She was not his partner or lover, though they did hang out in the same group, consoling one another through bitter cold winters and hard economic times. But in the summer of 1924, she drowned under mysterious circumstances. She was 20. Could she have been murdered? Kendall's prose, readable and often engaging, relies too much on hypotheticals. Did Ivanova know something about the secret police? What did it mean that the investigations were said to be hushed up? Could it be that certain balletic movements in Balanchine's later work reflected her life and longing as well as his? The Lost Muse theme seems less persuasive argument than a convenient opportunity for Kendall to write about Balanchine, whom she met in 1981 and adored. Get in line. But whatever a reader's tolerance for speculative style, Kendall's book has merit as cultural history. It shows the unique importance of dance in pre- and post-revolutionary Russia, and it provides another look into the life of a young boy who at first hated dance and whose first stellar roles were comic, but who became the great synthesizer of the traditional and the avant-garde, the émigré who invented American ballet. I'm Joan Baum.